The whole house shook. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what one of the evacuees says in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where a fertilizer plant's still on fire, heeding this door-to-door warning overnight.
If it explodes at a level of bomb radius, please exit the area.
Fox's Evan Brown has an update live.
Yeah, Dave, that fire at the Weaver Chemical Plant in Winston-Salem had been burning since 8 p.m. First responders had to make anyone living within a mile evacuate their homes out of fear of explosions of the plant's supply of ammonium nitrate.
It was scary. The first thing I was worried about if someone was in there. That was my main concern.
Brittany Snug's mother is just one of about 6,000 people who live near the plant. Schools near it are closed, and Wake Forest University has canceled classes for the day, Dave.
Evan, Pfizer could as soon as today ask the government to approve giving its COVID vaccine to babies and toddlers, kids from 6 months to 5 years old. While Republicans who fought vaccine mandates also try to unmask kids in schools. Congressman Steve Scalise writing to the CDC demanding proof they work. He says Fox Business, he tells Fox Business some research shows they're harming kids' mental health.
Kids in the classroom without masks are doing dramatically better. And we're going to look back on this years later, like you suggested, and say, who let this happen? That's why we're fighting so hard to reverse these mandates.
More U.S. military aid to Ukraine arrived last night amid concern that more than 100,000 Russian troops near the border may invade.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken supposed to speak with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov today. The two have talked about the Ukraine situation before, and so far, not much in the way of results.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. The Winter Olympics start late this week, and there are officials in China that say 11 of the athletes and team officials that arrived Monday tested positive for COVID. They're in isolation now. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
President Biden met with the nation's governors, and while COVID policy was a big topic, Republicans like Doug Ducey want more done to stop a migrant surge at the border. The Arizona governor tells Fox,
"Let's secure the border. Let's protect Americans. That's the role of the federal government."
The president insists they need to find out and fix the root causes for migrants coming here illegally.
But it's been nearly 11 months since President Biden deputized Vice President Harris to get to the bottom of those root causes, and it's not happening. Also not happening, deportation for some illegal immigrants accused of unspeakable crimes, including the alleged drunk driver who tried to get away from a crash he is accused of causing in November 2020 that sent Adrian Sophia Exum through her windshield in Texas, killing her.
Fox's Peter Ducey. President Biden will meet with the top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee today on his upcoming Supreme Court nomination. He has said he'll make history nominating a black woman to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Speaking of retiring, is Tom Brady finally finished with football? He's not sure yet.
During his weekly appearance on the Let's Go podcast for SiriusXM, host Jim Gray was quick to address the elephant in the room with Tom Brady regarding his NFL future.
I think when the time's right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or another, just like I said last week.
ESPN was the first to report Saturday that Brady would announce his retirement after 22 seasons, but after a litany of well wishes on social media, Brady's reps and even his father made clear there was no decision yet. Asked about those reports,
one thing I've learned about sports is, you control what you can control. And, what you can't, you leave to others.
Worth noting that the way Brady's current contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is structured, he is set to receive a $15 million deferred signing bonus on Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Talks resumed today to try to salvage the upcoming baseball season just weeks before spring training. Owners locked players out in December after their union contract expired. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.